Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing the shit, and rappers are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow with wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, you kind of viewed it, did through everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived, our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a light dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangster bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show, let's get the drop.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Perez, episode 458, the Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSforLife.com. Hell of a show tonight. We're bringing on Monte Cristo, you know what I'm saying? Red Team, China Man Records. He's back in the house, man. It's always an honor to have him on the show. Got a couple tracks from him we're going to play. But also, we're going to bring on, man, a true pioneer in hip-hop, man, one of the great Brother Marquis, 2 Live Crew. He's going to be on here, and we're going to chop it up, man. Let's see who this is. My co-host, Pittsburgh. Pat, what's up, brother?
Yo, what up, Chris?
Yeah, man, it's going to be a dope show. I'm looking forward to it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up with Brother Marquis, you know what I'm saying, here in a little bit, and you know what I'm saying, find out what's going on. Rest in peace, of course, the Fresh Kid Ice, you know what I'm saying, the China Man, the one and only. Yo, China Man, really, if you think about it, he's the fucking pioneer, because this cat, you know what I'm saying, when he went to Scott Air Force Base, which isn't, it's close to MAGJ, it's over there by St. Louis, it's not too far from me either here in Southern Illinois, but he started the Rock On Crew, you know what I'm saying? The Rock On Crew eventually became the 2 Live Crew when he moved to North Riverside, or Riverside, California, to the Air Force, you know what I'm saying? And that was, at the time, Mr. Mix, Fresh Kid Ice, and Amazing V. Well, we all know the rest of the story. The rest of the story, you know what I'm saying, Brother Marquis came into the fold, and I thought him and Chris were perfect duo. You know what I'm saying? They made phenomenal music together. And, you know, you could take all the Booty Shake songs that they did. Those were fucking phenomenal classic records. You know what I'm saying? But also, they did real dope songs like Here I Come, So Funky, or Cool, and you know what I'm saying? That wasn't necessarily about sex. It was just about, you know, hanging out, having a good time, you know? So these guys are fucking legends, man. I see we got Monte Cristo on the line. I'm going to bring him on right now, chop it up with him. What's up, Monte? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, bro? First and foremost, everybody online? Who all on here? Mac J. Pittsburgh Pat,
Pittsburgh,
y'all all on there?
Yo,
me
and Pittsburgh Pat right now.
Pat, what's good, brother?
What's going on? You know, I got to first salute y'all with the universal hood greeting of peace. What up, though?
Yeah.
We're going in tonight, man. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, it's an honor to have you back on the show, as always, Monte. You know what I'm saying? We got some new music that you sent we're going to play. But, man, also, you know, since last time we really chopped it up with you, man, you know, Luke was given the, what do they call that, the I Am Hip Hop Award at the BET Awards down in Miami. which I know you've seen his speech. We had his son on the show. You were there. You actually were on that episode. Christopher 11 Jr., shout out to him. Rest in peace of Fresh Kid Ice. But Luke, you know, he kind of left some things out, man. What was your initial take on that, Monty, when you saw all that transpire at the BET Awards?
I mean, I know the whole thing behind it. I mean, he telegraphed that shit, but I Luke gonna have to answer that question. My take on that shit, though, Luke was probably trying to get some get back because they played him on the funeral. That's, you know, he spoke at the funeral, and I sat right in front of Luke. He spoke at the funeral, so he probably tried to get some get back, but still. That shit right there, if you're going to shoot up a house, shoot the nigga. Don't shoot the whole house up. You know what I'm saying? Shoot the nigga that you're going for. And I know he was going for Lil Ho. I hate Lil Ho, too. Everybody hate Lil Ho. He fucked over a lot of niggas' money. He was probably going for that nigga. So he did what he did. But, man, that right there, that was a bad look because, you know, I mean, shout out to Flo Rida. Flo Rida, real nigga, man. Flo Rida did a excellent performance. I mean, Flo Rida held it down, man. You know, he 100 nigga. Yeah. He held it down. But, you know, they supposed to did a lot more for that. And Luke, you know, Luke was a promoter beforehand. He could put together a show with his eyes closed, man. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He that right there, it was something more to that. Luke, that kind of, he dropped the ball on that shit. Then you got a lot of missing links on that show too, man. Like JT Money wasn't on that show. I felt that was kind of fucked up. If you think of Miami, you're gonna think of JT Money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't miss that out. Then you know that whole thing was kind of whole BET Awards was all commercial. Kind of fake as hell. I don't even like watching that shit anyway, but it was so damn fake. And then you had DJ Khaled, man. But I was already on point, man. I could be smelling that commercial shit on these niggas. DJ Khaled, he said rest in peace. Now you remember that it's in Miami, right? China Man just died 60 days before that. China Man just died. DJ Khaled was at the funeral. He was at the funeral looking like the genie from Aladdin, beard nice and shit like that, all precise and shit. He was at the funeral. You know what I'm saying? And you going to say rest in peace to Prodigy. Shout out to Prodigy. Rest in peace to Prodigy. All is well, right? He's a legend. But you're in Miami. You was just at the funeral taking pictures and shit. What type of fuckery is that? And you don't say, oh, man, that's too much fake shit I'll be saying. That's why Hollywood-ass niggas, man, that's that fake-ass shit right there. That's why I stay underground. You see?
Yeah, man, I actually think they dropped the ball twice. Like, they didn't even do nothing for Prodigy either. They just said his name once. Like, they should have had, like, a video montage for both
every
of them.
Every other award.
Both Fresh Kid Ice and Prodigy. They didn't do none of that.
Right, because these are some hip-hop icons, bro.
Yeah,
both of them brothers. Those are hip-hop icons. And, I mean, come on, man. What the fuck type of shit was going on there? Shout out to the 1-1 family, man, I love y'all. This is Monte Cristo. You know I love y'all riding all day for y'all. Shout out 1-1 family, kids, and everybody. And you know, it's
on here, Chris Jr., man, because, you know, he flat out asked. He asked the attention. He's like, I want Luke to tell me why he didn't mention my father. You know what I'm saying? I want him to give me a reason,
man,
why.
Man, you know I was about to fuck you up, man. That's Luke's guy, son, man.
Yeah.
So y'all put that one together. But anyway, man, that's Luke's guy, son. But that's, you know, that it is what it is. I mean, Luke gonna have to answer that, man. We already know. You know, I know. From what I'm looking at, I already know it's behind the little short nigga that he don't like. I know that's what it's about. But you know, then again, you shooting up a house. shit, at least throw a cocktail in that bitch, let niggas run out of that motherfucker before you start shooting that nigga. You know what I'm saying? You let everybody run out of that motherfucker and get that nigga you want to get. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that it is what it is, man. Niggas got to really – that beef, that's they beef, man, 50-year-old beef, man. Them niggas, that shit going to look like it's going to go on forever, man.
Well, you know what's funny is we had Luke on the show, and people talk shit about each other, and then later on they reconcile and everything's cool. But we had him on a show a couple years ago. He wasn't just talking shit. He pretty much said that he don't really have much respect for these guys because he said flat out that – what Khaled is doing ain't Miami music, and he said, we don't consider you Miami. I'm going to play this clip real quick. I want you guys to hear this. This is when Luke was on the show back in 2014. Check this out. We'll be right back.
You hear what you hear, you know, from Rick Ross to Khaled and stuff like that, that ain't the real down and dirty Miami sound. That's commercial. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Ross, he all right with me. He cool. But Ross don't have a sound. He's commercial. He's everybody. That's everybody's sound. And DJ Khaled is not from Miami. So whatever he does, we don't consider that down here as a part of who we are. He's not one of us. He's from New Orleans. He's just, you know, one of those transplant guys that come down here and claim Miami. But when you want to hear some real Miami music, you got to come down here in the straight gutter with the kids are listening to, with the adults are listening to, in the clubs. I mean, these guys, you know, people think these guys repping the crib. They ain't repping the crib like that. And
you heard what he said. He said that this guy's a transplant. But if you look at the award show, it's like, I feel JT Money should have been up there and you know, maybe Verb or Clay Vossier or somebody
yeah,
else.
Verb. You know, all
you
of them. You know, when you
were Khaled and what's his face, Rick Ross. Now, Brother Marquise wasn't up there. That's why I hope he called me because I want to ask him why he wasn't up there. I saw Mix run up on stage. I thought that was kind of weird because as soon as he came up on stage, it looked like, you know, Luke grabbed him around the arm and they kind of ushered him off to the side, but it just looked awkward. Like, like you could tell that wasn't part of the plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
we go. Marquise come on here. You hear from the horse's mouth. I had a red light district that day. I was down there for that shit. But you hear from the horse's mouth. Marquise will tell you. I'm glad I didn't go down there, commercial ass shit, but it is what it is. I'd have wasted flight going down to that motherfucker, but it is what it is. Them guys are supposed to be celebrated. They've been, you know, Luke and all of them, they supposed to been got an award. You know, niggas kind of, the industry kind of hated on them niggas. Yeah, like NWA, they supposed to been got a war. Niggas been hating on them niggas for years. So they supposed to been had a war, all of them, Fresh Kid, Ice, Luke, Mix, and Marquise, all of them. You gotta look at it. Through them alone, all of them artists came through them guys. All of them that was on the stage. You know, they all branched from them. You know, like the umbrella. You know what I'm saying? So
they all contributed pieces to the puzzle. Like I said initially, I believe that Chris is the initial creator of it all. You know what I'm saying? Because Two Live Crew was Rock On Crew at one point in time, and he eventually evolved into Two Live Crew. I feel that followed him to Riverside, and when he connected with Mix and V, that's when they formed the Two Live Crew. You know, name might have changed here or there, whatever, but I feel it started with Chris. And then I feel Mix and Mark and Luke, you know, they all brought things to the table. Luke used his DJing connection, promoter connects, to kind of, you know, help take them to the next level. But without Luke, Two Live Crew, there still could have been a Two Live Crew because they was about to sign management with Jerry Heller at one point in time. Now, if they were there, I'm not saying they would have got as big as they did, but you never know. You never know. Hell, it might have focused
at
on
the end. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's like they like Voltron. To me, I look at them like Voltron.
Yeah.
You got, you know, a master DJ, two great rappers, and then Luke, great promoter, great, you know, mouthpiece. So you put them all together, you got some shit. You know, they no other, if you look at all the crews in hip hop, it was no other crew lined up like them.
No.
You know,
right.
You know, you usually had two MCs and you'll have a DJ, right? Or one MC and a DJ. Nobody, they were very different and they stood out and they changed the game. So, you know, they haven't got their credit. Finally, they get a little credit, but they haven't got, they got a VH1 honors before, but they really ain't get all the credit they supposed to got in hip hop. They did a lot.
Yeah.
They changed a lot in hip hop, you know. But
man,
that BET award, that was some bullshit,
man.
Hey.
Yeah, I could tell it was, man, just from looking at it. And I was shocked because, you know, when Chris passed, you saw the live video of Luke. You know what I'm saying? You could tell he was hurt. He was devastated by it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, here you are on the biggest stage that you've really been on in years. You have the opportunity to shed light on something, and you don't, man. I don't know, man. Like you said, if he's shooting up a house, you know what I'm saying, for one particular person, man, Chris, he could have took some time out and mentioned Chris. That's just my thoughts. I feel he dropped the ball on that big time. And his son wants to know why, and that is a reasonable question. And I think, you know, hopefully Luke can get together with the family and explain, you know, what's going on. But
it ain't even about our question. It's about the family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they everybody shocked behind it. That's, you know, everybody questioned, like, wow, what the fuck went on? You know what I'm saying? Everybody fucked up behind the shit. But it's the family, man. The family, at the end of the day, family over there suffering, man. People, they don't understand. They're going through a lot. I lost my father when I was 15 years old. So, you know, that's, they're going through some things right now, man. So, that for them to see that, you know, come on, man. But, you know, shout out to Flo Rida, though. Flo Rida, real nigga, man. Flo Rida, 100, real nigga. He held it down.
Definitely. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Monty. We're going to go to a break. I'm going to play one of these fire tracks. Man, why don't we play this one you sent me called Shut Up, man? Why don't you tell everybody about this joint?
Okay, Shut Up. That's a new track. Me and Tico, Red Team Tico, we put it down on that. We did something different going back and forth, you know, really going in on the old commercials. So we're doing lyrics. It's lyrics. Just check it out, y'all. Y'all gonna love this one. This is some party uppity shit. It's party type of shit too. Get a little party vibe to it. We played in the club. They were filling in the club, and we said, okay, we gonna run with this. So y'all,
I want y'all
to check it out.
Hell yeah! Shut up, everybody. Check this song out. And then we're gonna come back. We're gonna chop it up with Monty. I want to find out how the red light district went too when we come back. Be right back.
All right. All right.
Always talking that ball of shit, bitch, shut up. Mop a trick and don't hardly tip, bitch, shut up. Flump and grip it, that's not your chips. Flush your neck with your frosty wrist. That clock and tick, so that's counterfeit. I like the sound of this, bitch, shut up, shut up. Fresh to death, call the coroner. Next step, call the floor is up. Best check if the score is bruh. Better step your performance up. You wanna war with us, put your mortgage up. But before we're done, I won't afford none. I'm in a Georgia club with the fortress up. Pass a cup of chuck, tell the floor it up. These lames yapping, that same status. Every day rapping, now they stay trapping. That ain't happening, your weight lacking. You stay rapping, that fake platinum. That stained glass and that chain, man. Now that ain't glass, that's straight plastic. Claim you pay the rack, wait, you pay for that? Ain't no way, you got plans.
make us take it back. Let the bass hit, make the place flip. While the place fade away, your place fake and safe. Space fade away, drift, make break the safest place. AKA, they can't take shape today. Can't take blame, I get paid to stay the same. Change your game and lay flame to fake. Today, change your safe today. Stay okay and thanks, yeah. Hooray, hooray, make a wink to pay. Ain't no future in your front end, man. What you doing with that rubber band? See 2020 to come up then. You a blind as fuck, where you come from then? Your rent alone should cost double that. With just one bath and a fucking flat. But your budget back, that your husband Mac with your scrubbing ass. Shut the fuck up, damn. Always talking that gangsta shit, bitch, shut up. Mouthing off and then change your script, bitch, shut up. How you ain't a snitch, but keep evading, bitch. Take a pinch, you get the case dismissed. And you're dangerous, but you're lame as shit. Kid, baby, bitch, shut up, shut up.
Now what you see is what you get. Now what you bet, it's either the force or bet. By force no less, hit him with a horse attack. Scorch the set, we so fortunate. We all ass easy to break like porcelain. We torture men, we'll step all the fortune in. Of course you win, yes my lord, I stand. Remorse not in, then by the sword, my friend. There'll be no super old board again. They have to send my black ass to the mortgage bank and afford to grin. Yes, I'm in it, winning. First nigga step up that minute, he's finished. Trailblazing like Porter wearing 97 Jordan. People only see a portion of the game, be slow, open wreck. Bitch, now hope the next, you know who best. Should it be over quick? I deserve a Nobel nigga prize. Cause ain't no nigga like me on the streets that brings it to your lives. Speaking in general, I am the general. But you take nines like damn, he's criminal. Top notch pinnacle, sent the holder to dental for medical. Cause he thought this dick was edible, federal. Charges being abroad upon me. So close, you know my style, the world's checking. I spit 16 bars, niggas respect it. You spit 16 bars, niggas reject it. I'm like an army battle ship, but I never sink. Tighter than a Byzantine chain when I break the link. No boundaries, no limits. Street shit without the gimmick. You look at Timmy, looking like you lost a friend. I'm lifting niggas off the mic by the goddamn tins, you bitch.
Always fucking that ball of shit. Bitch, shut up. Not the trick, it don't hardly dip. Bitch, shut up. Flop and grip it, that's not your chip. Floss your neck with your frosty wrist. That clock is ticked, so that's counterfeit. I like the sound of this. Bitch, shut up, shut up.
Oh man, I just got blue skinny jeans.
Bitch, shut up.
Man, it was Forever 21, man. This shit was so
bitch, awesome. Shut up.
Oh man,
bitch, shut up.
So I was like,
bitch, shut up.
In the D-track, I was mumbling on.
Bitch, shut up, shut up.
God damn it, let me
yeah,
go.
Yeah, shut up.
Look at me, I'm sweet, bro. Got cheese like the knees, bro. Dick hang down on my knee, bro. No, my feet, bro. I get deep, yo. In a free flow, I'm in beast mode. Sneaker game is on fleek, bro. See me travel by feet, oh. Get my beamer back in a week, though. Shut your line ass up. Don't get stuffed inside of that trunk. You're pumping iron, man, fucking fine. But the iron fly from that pump. Now I ain't got time to act up. If you pump till I've had enough. Never been a ball, but I played a ball. Cause that nine line ass up. Yo, full of bullshit like a bullpen. When it's four and balls left, just a fan. But they full fat, full flesh. Rule never pulled up a wool deck. Get the full dash, step in a wool deck. You never better, you better, you better get your pathetic head out the rack. And my bag is begging a flex and a racket. Best of the best, my cassette is a weapon. Any threat I develop, sending a ambulance measure. Now you know how to speak to. Fully order, no equal. Run your mouth, I sleep you. With these two, keep the peace too. If I keep the peace, I mean speak cool. Be a peace, but keep a peace too. Creep dude, you see through. Might be an asshole, but I speak truth. Always talking that gangsta shit. Bitch, shut up. Mouthing off and then change your script. Bitch, shut up. How you ain't a snitch, but keep evading, bitch. Take a pitch, you get the case dismissed. And you're dangerous, but you're lame as shit. Kid, say you look, bitch, shut up, shut up.
Hey, man, look at my chain, man.
Bitch, shut up.
Look at my watch.
Bitch, shut up.
Bitch, shut up. Look at my clothes.
Bitch, shut up.
Yeah, that was Monte Cristo, Chico Rome, Red Team was Shut Up. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what, man, we're going to bring back out Monte, man. I think he's got somebody with him, man. What's up, Monte? You got somebody with
you,
bro?
What's going on? Yeah, I got a legend on the phone with me. Brother Marquise.
Marquise, your brother.
Going on, Mike.
Huge honor to have you on the show, Marquise, man, and huge honor to talk to you once again, brother. First and foremost, man, I want to give you my condolences, man. Rest in peace to Chris because, you know what I'm saying, I knew you and him had a very special bond, man. It was a huge loss,
know what I'm saying, for hip-hop as a whole, man. I mean, the dude was a pioneer in every essence of the words, man. Can you reflect a little bit on him for us and our listeners, Mark?
Oh, well, Chinaman, the reflection on him is good. He was a hell of a dude, man. He was real strong, and, you know, he hung in there for a long time. You know, he was sick. He was sick for a while, but, you know, he loved his fans so much, and he loved, you know, what he did so much. He didn't really let his illness bother him. I mean, for years, this guy stood up on that stage with me, not 100% doing his thing. And, man, he loved his fans. I mean, he would sit in the venue. He would be the last guy in the venue, man, taking pictures
wow.
and chopping it up with his fans and showing the fans how much he appreciated the love that they was giving him. You know, that guy was a trooper. You know, he was a stand-up man. And, you know, every day around here he's missed, you know. But, you know, he's with me in spirit, you know, and I got a guardian angel up there watching down over me, you know. He's opening doors for me. He's giving me new relationships, and, you know, and I'm going to continue the legacy for him, as I should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. That's real talk, man. We just had his son on here, man, Christopher 11 Jr., man. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? And he, we was talking about the whole BET Awards, man, and he was like, what the fuck? How can you leave out Fresh Kid Ice? I mean, that was awkward as hell, man. What was your thoughts on all that shit that went down to the BET Awards, Mark?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Luther Campbell for getting, what did he get, a Lifetime Achievement I Am Hip Hop Award. Congratulations for him and his family on that. The highlight of the BET Awards to me was seeing all of those black women that were running the event, you know, seeing their hospitality and their respect, you know, and their love, because they took really good care of me up until the point to where I left. I left and didn't want to be a part of the program, but that was great, man, to see all them sisters out there working it and doing it, you know. That was amazing. That was amazing. I didn't stick around for the program. But, you know, Flo Rida and Rick Ross and everybody that participated in it from Miami, I mean, Flo Rida was the best man for the job. He did a tremendous job. He was a great friend of Chinaman, and he's a great friend of mine, and he's a stand-up dude. What I would have liked to have happened and seen was Chinaman's kids up there, you know. Chinaman's kids up there being a part of that program, you know. And, you know, I'm not one too big on publicity and, you know, and trying to suck up all of the spotlight and all of that, you know. I mean, you know how shit goes, you know. Some people get off on that, but, you know, that's really not my thing. But other than that, man, you know, all it was worth to, you know, people that were, you know, kind of using it for publicity and everything, you know, hey, if they got something out of it, you know, kudos to them, more power to them. But I think that Chinaman's kids should have been up there on the stage, you know, in some kind of way.
Yeah, some type of,
even
every
before
genre
me,
of music.
Even before me, yeah, even before me. They should have been up there first and foremost, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely,
that's
man.
Real
I mean,
talk.
Every, you know, it's a situation of you know, every other genre of music or even film, you know, throughout the year, they always post up, like, you know, people who passed away, you know what I'm saying, that were instrumental in that field. And I felt that, you know, BET really dropped the ball. They could have done something and honor him, especially it being in Miami. You know, this guy put it on the map. along with yourself, you know what I'm saying, and Mix and Luke. But he should have been honored, man. But that's just, you know, the way it goes sometimes, man. But I know you're going to do your
thing. Well,
I
think, you know, I think that from what I understand, that BET did not know that 2 Live Crew was still active. For some reason, somebody told him that we were no longer a group, and they probably contact Luke first, and, you know, he probably just, you know, probably just wanted to center everything around him. I don't really know, but it just seemed like the whole program was centered around Luke and getting that I Am Hip Hop Award, you know. So, you know, Luke, at the last minute, I was contacted and was told to go and join Mr. Campbell. I thought that I was going to perform, and I didn't perform, but, you know, they said Flo Rida was going to perform and do Chris's verse. I was like, good job, because you know, Chris and Flo Rida was really close.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was happy. I was happy that, you know, that Flo Rida, did his part, but they also told me that we were going to perform too. So when they told me that I wasn't going to perform, I bounced.
Yeah. I stick around, yeah.
I bounced.
I want to ask you, I don't know if you've seen it or not, you know what I'm saying, but there was a point in on stage where Mix, it looked awkward as hell. He just jumps on stage, and almost like a Morgana got let loose in the fucking baseball game or something. You know what I'm saying? Just running out to a baseball player, and it's like, what the fuck? You know, was that set up, or was that planned, or did you know about that?
No, well, I think Mr. Mix also knew that we weren't going to perform either, so I just think he just stuck around, you know, I guess, doing his part, you know, doing his thing, probably to show some respect and some tribute to Chinaman, you know. I've had a chance to be with Chinaman, you know, a great deal of time, a lot of times, you know, and excuse me, I'm a little bit sleepy, but I hung out with him a lot of times. And I got a chance to tell them, you know, I love them, you know. So I was paying tribute to him while he was here. So, you know,
yeah.
I didn't think anything of it for me to leave, because probably if Chinaman was alive and the whole event was geared around Luke, he probably wouldn't have had anything to do with it also if we were not going to perform. But, you know, that's just the way that shit goes, you know, 2 Live Crew. You know, it's more of a curse than it is a gift. And sometimes I really don't like talking about it, because it's really not that much of good stuff to say about 2 Live Crew. Everybody knows the situation, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I can see your frustration, because, you know, you guys are trendsetters and pioneers, you know, and
exactly.
You guys should be revered as the NWAs, the Public Enemies, the Run DMCs, you know what I'm saying, and so forth. And it seems like, you know what I'm saying, one person is getting the shine when there was three other people, you know, and again, that, you know, that's BET's choice or whatnot, but I feel the 2 Live Crew as a whole should be on it as well, because
Has
influenced so many people. I mean, you know, created
a
whole
man,
genre.
That's how it's always been. That's how it's always been. You know, people trying to put their stuff out there for publicity, for reasons, you know, I try not to get involved with it, you know, and because it's
it's crazy, you know, and it's a lot of bullshit at the end of the day, basically. It's a lot of bullshit, you know. It's a lot of undeserved fame. You know, I really don't give a fuck about it, to tell you the truth anymore. You know, I'm kind of embarrassed to be affiliated with Two Live Crew because it ain't nothing good to say about it. And, you know, hey, man, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know. I mean, everybody is, you know, some people go around talking about they did this, I did this and that right there. The real Two Live Crew fans, especially in Miami, know that it was a collective effort. You know, I could say I wrote the Me So Horny song in entirety, but, you know, I wouldn't do that because it was Mr. Mix's music. Two Live Crew was Mr. Mix's, it was Mr. Mix's baby. So, you know, if anybody should be taking credit for it, and getting awards for it, it should be him, the Rick. That's the bottom line. He was the producer. He put me in the group, so, you know, and I'm still loyal to him to this day, for that. Cool. But it's, you know, that was Mr. Mix's music. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, that dude's a musical genius. Yeah. I mean, plus he discovered Poison Clan, too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
I thought JT Money could have been up there. You know, that would have been dope to see JT Money on there, get his props too. But, you know,
right.
He was on that first Boys and Clan record. You know, same with Tony
Rock.
Right.
Well, you know, Luke, big Uncle Luke come in and he wanted all for himself. You know what I'm saying? That's how it always been. You know, and I don't trip. You know, when it comes to cameras and interviews and shit, I really don't like doing it. I'm a private person. And, you know, I'm not that insecure. Everybody got to know me.
I had to talk to Brother Marquis. I had to talk to Marquis for an hour to get him to do this. he don't play that shit. He don't play no interview, no none of that Hollywood shit, none of that shit. He don't play none of that shit.
Shit is over
well,
and dead. It's over and dead. You know,
it shows your humility as a person, you know. You're a humble individual, man.
Yeah, man, I don't really trip on that shit. You know, that shit is like what, 2 decades old? I mean, hey, I'm still glad that, you know, that we have a fan base and that, you know, and that we have made some classic songs, you know, in the catalog. But, you know, I don't own the name. I don't own the rights to this shit. So basically, you know, I'm just trying to keep the legacy alive. And, you know, keep the shit going to where other people don't want to be involved, you know, with us. I don't really give a fuck. I really don't. Yeah. Not at the end of the day, to tell y'all the truth. You know, I care about the fans, and I'm glad that people, you know, love our music, you know. And it was cool for BET to finally come out and give, you know, some props, but, you know, it really wasn't. You know, an event for me and Mr. Mix. And probably if BET probably wanted to add me and Mr. Mix in it and probably would have told Luke, you know, Luke would have flipped that shit around to, you know, to convince them to do it for him. Anyway, you know, that's how it's always been, you know. That's how it's always been. And I got a big-ass mouth when I want to, but, you know, you know, I could talk and start a lot of shit and say a whole bunch of shit, you know, but that's really not me. I ain't got the kind of energy for that negativity and shit. You know, if everybody want to crab for a little bit of spotlight and a little bit of notoriety when we are legends and considered to be old school, man, y'all go right the fuck ahead. You know what I mean? I get awarded every day by waking up thanking my God and being grateful for another day of spared life.
Real talk.
Yeah, I would have thought that a lot of things would have changed since Chinaman's passing, but I see that it's not. You know, the man ain't even been in the ground a year yet, you know, and motherfuckers is jumping to the chance to milk publicity off of him. You know what I mean? It just goes to show you, you know, just goes to show you how people are. I guess it's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No.
Unfortunately.
You know, what about you though, Mark? Are you going to do anything? You got any like solo plans or anything like that in the future?
Yeah, I might take advantage of me being a little bit up in age as a rapper, because right about now I can say what the fuck I want to say and make the kind of music that I want to make, and don't have to worry about nobody accepting it but me, and it will make me feel good. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'd like to give a shout out to Boy Dirty. He's going to be dropping his album, Applied Pressure, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be on one of the tracks with him, and came out pretty nice. You know, my voice still sounds good, and for what I do, you know, with the right production and the right team behind me, you know, I'll get in there and fuck around.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get in the studio and fuck around. I mean, this is what I'm doing right now as we speak.
Man, yeah, I don't see why not, man. Because you're super talented, and you know the homie MC Shan, he hasn't dropped an album since 1990. He just dropped one this year, and it's dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to see these cats dropping out. Cool G Rap dropped a dope album. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see that shit, man. Because hip hop,
we need them in the game of
resuscitation. You know, because it's all
EA Ski said something. I shared it the other day, y'all. EA Ski said something. We need the older cats in the game that's not following these young cats trend to set it off, to do them. And that right there will balance the game out. Mm-hmm. If the older cats come in, like, you know, you got Brother Marquise, he a legend. I mean, people done took Marquise songs. And did Jay-Z took one of Marquise's songs and did a remake of it. 99 Problems. That was Marquise's song. A lot of people didn't know that. That's Brother Marquise's song, Ice-T. So, you know, we need brothers like Brother Marquise in the game to come in here and balance this shit out. It's needed. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't trying to listen to Lil Yachty and whatever these other little niggas call Little Uzis and all these other little niggas, right? Everybody can't relate to that shit. And, you know, it's a whole genre of people just waiting to hear that grown man music, period. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ain't popping pills and, you know, they want to hear something with substance. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, you know. And it's a whole working class people waiting for Brother Marquise to drop. You got to come in and lay it on out. And Brother Marquise, I heard some of his shit too. You know, he ain't missed a beat. You hear me?
I am definitely going to be working on a project starting around the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely gonna put together little body of work, probably like 10 to 12 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Then take from that, I might try an EP first. It all depends on how it goes, but I'm getting myself in rap shape right now. Rap shape right now.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm.
And good physical shape. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to do me. So, you know, if the stars line up out there in the universe, and I'm coming from a good place with it, and I feel good about it, you know, and spiritually, you know, I'm fit and I'm sound, and hey, maybe not, but you know, hey, who knows.
We want you back out here, because I'm gonna get you on my album too. we want you back out here. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to say one time for DJ Sammy Vegas out on the West Coast. He just had a healthy little baby boy. Time for Chuck D and Flavor Flav.
Sammy sending me some great music. I got a couple of features. I got a couple of features that I got to do. Pretty well-known guys. So I'm getting that together right now. About to send it back to them. And I think it's going to be pretty hot. I know they're going to like it. But, yeah, Brother Marquise is definitely putting together an album. I'm excited. I'm excited, and yeah, I'm up for the challenge. I'm up for the challenge, man. My face is clean out here, so, you know, people might be fucking with me.
Yeah, you got to remember, these are strip club kings. All this strip stuff going on, y'all got to remember who started that. All this strip clubs.
Yeah,
they made it cool. Strip club used to be like taboo, like hide off type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, real shit. Like, especially, like, I'm from the East, man, and the strip club was, like, frowned upon. Two Live Crew made that shit cool, man. Now you have everybody all across the world rapping about that shit.
Yeah.
They made it cool for us to go up to, like, girls in school and ask them to see their coochie, too, back in the day. And get in trouble with the teacher. A lot of Saturday suspensions because of the Two Live Crew. But, what about, like, you know, okay, Chris wrote a phenomenal book, My Rise to Fame. Luke had his book. You know, what about a book from Brother Marquise? Is that something you ever thought about?
Yeah, I thought about it. But Brother Marquise wants to put his book on the album.
Yeah.
A book on the album.
Oh, book and an album?
The music. I want to put my book to music.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
I want to put my book to music. I really do. I'm trying to figure that out. I'm sketching that out. Right now, I'm sketching that out.
That's a good idea right there.
Yeah, but
everybody asks me about a book. Everybody asking me about a book. Excuse me. It's getting a little bit past my bedtime. But I think a book is in the works for the future. A book is in the works.
Also, an album, and I got some more shit that I'll be promoting too around the first of the year.
Hell yeah!
Well, Two Live Crew, me and Mr. Mix, we're still out. Me and Mr. Mix are still out touring. We got a date coming up on November the 11th out in Santa Ana, California. It's going to be the Dog Pound, Too Short. Couple more artists. It's going to be hosted by Big Boy, big radio personality out in Los Angeles. So we're going to go out there and do our thing. And I think we're going to be having something here in Miami, I think, probably for Art Basel. And people probably can check us out at festivals in the upcoming year. We're going to be hitting up some festivals, me and Mr. Mix. So we're keeping it moving, man. We're definitely keeping it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good to hear, man. I really appreciate you for calling in, Mark, and hopefully we can do this again, man. You're welcome on here anytime. You know what I'm saying? We'd love to chop it up with you again, man. Thank you so much, brother.
All right, man. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, man. You stay safe. Tell everybody I said hello.
Hey, we'll do. We'll do, man. Good talking to you again, man.
All right. Likewise.
Bye.
Brother Marquise, man. Huge legend right there, pioneer. And just a humble individual, man. It was good to have him on the show, man. Thank you for making that happen, Monty. But while we're here, I want to talk to you as well, because you just had a huge event in Detroit, you know what I'm saying, which you do every year, I believe, the Red Light District, man. Why don't you tell everybody about that, brother?
Yeah, we went different this year. You know, the Red Light District usually being a strip club. We went different and took it to a club this year, so it was a little different. I took it in the hood, too, actually. I took it in the hood, and it was a little bit different. It wasn't all the, you know, whoop-la commercial type of shit. I tried to take it on the Amsterdam tip, like straight up, you know, but you know the hooker saying, you know what the red light district mean, you know what I'm saying? So I tried to take it on that tip, in the club tip. But I mean, I had fun at it. I'm gonna do it next year in Miami. I'm gonna do it different. I'm wanted on the 10th one. I want to start taking it to different states every year, and show, you know, seeing different, because I seen somebody did the same event, copied the same event, and they followed me. I'd be like, look at this biting ass shit. But you know what? I ain't even gonna be calling them biters. I'm gonna just disinfluence. You hear me?
Yeah. I mean, it can either be flattering to some people because you think, oh, shit, man, these motherfuckers like my shit so much they're biting it. Or it could be like, these motherfuckers are biting my shit. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It can be aggravating at times, man. But you started this event. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take it to Miami next year. That's going to be huge. You know, Mark perform down there maybe? Or?
I'm gonna try to get everybody down. I'm gonna try to get all the players out. It's a lot of players down there in Miami I fuck with. Try to bring JT Money did the one last year. Try to bring, you know, JT Money, just all the players, you know, you got Uncle Head down there, you got a lot of guys down there that's horse trainers. I call them horse trainers because they if you're down there training horses, so you know you got a lot of guys on there. I might try to, Florida, try to get on, bring Thriller now, 6ix9ine boys. I fuck with them too. I fuck with a lot of people down there, man. They show a lot of love to me. So that's like, hey, that's like second home. They fuck with me. You know, fuck with who fuck with you, you hear me?
Yeah.
I fuck with who fuck with you.
That's real talk, man.
Got to get on, try to get on, you know, everybody a part of it and do it real big, like on a player's ball tip or some shit like that, and mixing in on it like that. So, pretty sweet.
It's definitely going to be a huge event. And Miami, I mean, it's like a central nervous system for entertainment down there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
From everywhere, you know, like we heard earlier in the show, that clip I played of Luke, he was calling some of them dudes transplants. You know, something brings people to Miami, man. I don't know what it is. Must be all that pussy down there. Jesus Christ.
Man, the weather, you know, I think the Miami people love me because they know my true essence. My true nature is I'm a tropical nigga. You know what I'm saying? They say, get him down to the tropical weather. You know what I'm saying? He up there in the cold all the time. Get him down to the tropical. But, it's number love down in Miami. They show me number love down there. There's good people down there, and, you know, fucks with them. Fucks with who fucks with you, period, flat out.
Yeah.
End of the day.
Most definitely, man.
Shout out to Fame. Shout out to Boy Dirty. Shout out to Drill 'Em Out. Shout out to, the Chinaman Records fam. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the Red Team. Kiko, Verb, Richie, Bully, shit, all the whole Red Team, everybody. Joy Roll P, I brought Joy Roll P back. It was kind of crazy, you know. The one guy that called y'all show, you know, he was Red Team. Called y'all show, swinging his purse at me. You hear me? He. I talked to him the other day, but I ain't about to do shit with him though. But I talked to him the other day. He needed some advice. But
The purse swinger.
I mean,
I have to go back and
he called.
The purse swinger is.
He called Pat. He called Pat. Pat shut him down. He was like, "Man, how much to get on the show? Some bullshit." he's fucking Pat shut him down, but.
I get a lot of them dudes, Monty.
I knew it was the purse swinger calling did that because what he commented afterwards. I talked to him the other day, tried to give him some game because he was going the wrong direction. I ain't such an evil guy that people portray me as. So, you know, he took my advice and took all that shit down off his own Instagram, I see. But, yeah, but Red Team, we got the whole army back on point. And, you know, we're going to put out a record next year, and all of them going to be on my album. We got – I'm in the studio right now pushing this shit, y'all. You hear the little track right there. So I'm pushing this shit, put it together, because that's it. After I drop that shit, that's it. I'm done with that rap shit, and I'm on to, you know, pushing these younger artists out and putting them out and shit like that. But that album, I think I'm going to get sued a lot for that because I got a lot to say. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot to say. I got a lot to say.
Bonnie, as an artist, you know what I'm saying, do you think it's going to be hard for you? Because, I mean, I imagine you fucked with rap for a very long time. Are you going to be able to stay away from it as an artist? Or are you still going to make tracks inside, maybe? Or?
Yeah, I got so many people asking me for features and shit like that, and I'm like, man, you know, I'm kind of on that old school tip, on the feature tip, right? But I'm going to go ahead on and do all these features and shit like that and go ahead on and knock the rest of this shit out. But, yeah, it's like, if these guys keep coming back and giving me, like, motivation with the hip hop, because I've been fighting for it to, man, I've been going at these raps. I had a radio show, Mad at Your Mama Mondays, like 5-6 years ago, right? We've been going in on these rappers, how the rap was changing and shit. Like, I see it's getting better, and it kind of took my energy away from rap because I can't sit up here and do all that shit these guys be doing. I can't do it. I can't and all that other fake shit they be doing. I can't do that shit, man. It took my energy away. But this last album, just for the people, I'm going to give it all I got and say all the foul shit that I can get out of my mind. You hear me? Get out of my mind. Let them have it. And, hey, it is what it is. You know, give them some skill. Give them back to the real culture of hip-hop, because these guys are fucking this shit up so bad. It'd be like, you go out there and spit some bars, they'd be looking at you crazy, like, you spit some real shit, and they'd be looking at you like, oh, yeah. Then these niggas come along and spit some, I love my Bentleys. This is my, look at my belt, my ice on my motherfucking... fucking some bullshit, and then they got a hit record. Fuck type of shit is that? Look at my tight ass pants I got on.
Look at my blouse.
Shit like that, man.
My grandma's earrings. You know,
right.
They look just like this mic.
I got my auntie's purse on.
We got somebody from the Murder Mitten over here, man. Let's see who this is. 313. Hello.
That was funny. That was funny. I got my auntie's purse off. You're the cold nigga, man.
That's right.
Who is it? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Who is this?
Hello. This is Brenda from Detroit.
Hey.
Brenda from Detroit, how you doing?
Yeah, Monte Cristo, my brother, support. And shout out to Uggs for Life Radio. It was good to hear the interviews. And I'm going to answer this question for Monte. No, he is not going to stay away from the music. He loves it. He loves it. He's full of shit. He is not going to quit. Excuse my language. I am his sister, and I want to talk about the Red Light District party. Yes, he went to a different venue, but they had talented artists. Everybody networked with each other. It was a good time. Because my husband and I went, I take pictures for mine. You know, I kind of follow them around. So, yeah, it was a real nice party. Real nice party. No drama. Everybody got along, networking. And I'm real glad to hear that the next Red Light District will be in Miami, and we will be there. And it will be nice to meet you, Mac J. Come on out.
Mac J will be there. I'll make sure of it. Thank you so much for calling in the show.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And God bless. Everybody have a good night. And I love you, Monty, but don't tell that shit that you ain't going to do no more music. Because that song, Shut Up, was banging. You Shut Up. That was banging. All right? Bye. Have a good one,
right.
You guys. Bye.
All right.
I knew that would piss somebody off, Monty, when you said that you didn't get back anymore after that. And it did.
Yo, I think that's the girl that called in on the Poe Hussein show, too.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah.
She's called in. I recognize her. She called in on a couple other shows. We got another one here, 770. 770, what's up?
What's happening, man? This is big homie Dirty. Mati, you still will be rapping, homeboy.
Yeah, what's
going on, y'all?
What's up, Dirty?
I had to call in because he's speaking that fuckery, so he will be rapping, y'all. He's not giving up.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm blessed, man. I was just sitting up listening to y'all, and I was enjoying the show until he said that shit. I was like, hold on, wait a minute. Let me call in. Let me straighten him out right now.
Make sure Monty's okay over there, man.
Yeah. Now, that ain't his last album. He just saying that. He doing some Hollywood shit. We're going to have about 2-3 more albums out of Crystal before he's done with.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I tell you what, man. Let's give the people more reason to make Monty stay in the rap game, man. Let's give them another banger right here, man. This one's Cell Block, man. Why don't you tell them about this one, Monty?
Oh, Cell Block. This that grimy shit. It was a little substance to it, but guys, y'all just check it out. Cell Block. Be a Bully May, Red Team Bully May. Shout out to Bully May.
This is from the cell block. Why y'all running the tail cops? Niggas getting life when they senses they mail stop. Trying to hit the senses when they hop, they tail pop. Niggas in the cell block, thugging for life. This is from the cell block. Why y'all running the tail cops? Niggas getting life when they senses they mail stop. Trying to hit the fences when they hop, they tail pop. Niggas in the cell block, thugging for life. Now picture you rolling, the whole damn kitchen is smoking from whipping the potion. Baking soda, ripping it open, I spritz as you hoping. Hit the block, pitching it throwing, getting it going. And just when the shit unfolding, snitches is going. To the feds, bitching and moaning, pitching they slogans. Now they got them kicking your dough and they get on the flow and still talking shit while you holding for fibbing and stolen. Unique or they just miss where you going. Taking that fall, next time be baking them, dog. Some be shook, me never shaking, y'all. Then taking my fall. Nigga, I'm a thug for life, I love that life. Hit you with a slug, a knife, and plug your wife. Nigga, at the club we fight, I'm hitting everything pussy like a fucking dice. So fuck your life. This year we up the price, we thugging right. This for my thugs for life. This is from the cell block, why y'all running the tail cop? Niggas getting life when they senses they mail stop. Trying to hit the fences when they hop, they tail pop. Niggas in the cell block, thugging for life. From the cell block, why y'all running the tail cop? Niggas getting life when they senses they mail stop. Trying to hit the fences when they hop, they tail pop. Niggas in the cell block, thugging for life. I want it all, give it up, come up off the shit. The watches, the ice out chain, bowls and bricks. They dog, look, I ain't gonna repeat my list. So go on, bitch, don't make me come up off my hip. I'm zone 8, 4208, that's the click, bitch. Fuck you if you ain't ratting with. I don't give a motherfuck who you saddin' with. You got beef if I'm the nigga you colladin' with. I got some chips, but nigga, you provide the dip. Any nigga I had beef with, try to slip. If I get caught, I got too much pride to snitch. I'm a pit bull, nigga, who you jabbing with? Crack a steering cotton quick and get the driving whip. The fast getaway, I ain't for the hat shit. Never know how many niggas FBI done slipped. Only niggas that snitches once who never tried to flip. This is from the cell block, why y'all running the tail cop? Niggas getting life when they senses they mail stop. Trying to hit the fences when they hop, they tail pop. Niggas in the cell block, thugging for life. This is from the cell block, why y'all running the tail cop? Niggas getting life when they senses they mail stop. Trying to hit the fences when they hop, they tail pop. Niggas in the cell block, thugging for life. We'll be right back.
Monte Cristo, Cell Block, Red Team, Chinaman Records. Now, I'll tell you what, let's bring on the homie Exit Only, man. Let's chop it up with him for a little bit, Monty. What's up, Exit?
What's going on with your family? Yo,
man,
buddy.
Good.
What's going
good
on,
day,
Exit?
Good day,
good day. What's going on?
Oh, it's love, homie. It's love. I just had to call in, man, and listen. Because, you know, I fuck with you hard, man. And they right. You can't stop, man. You got some work we got to do, man. That shit there was cold. We need cats like you in the game, man. Just like I'm in it. We can't stop. We got to keep this shit going. Now,
I seen that new promo y'all did, man. That high shit. I seen that shit. Y'all did it. Yeah, y'all, man, that shit beautiful.
Yo,
we gonna put
I'm hosting with Exit Only and Fred Stott. I ain't letting nobody on it, but you the only one I would let on it, for real, man.
Bet it up. I got you. I'm in this the right time, because I'm in the studio. I can send y'all all these tracks out. Send me the beat. Email me the beat. I'm going to get right on it for y'all.
Man,
I'll get it.
That's
what I'm saying. We're going to have to hook up, man, because I want to see some of these horses, man. You real good at training them horses. You know, I like the horses.
Follow his Instagram, man.
Yeah, we trying to bring the horses all around America and do a... you know, bring that red light district to different spots and bring it to different states to keep it going.
I'm your representative in Jackson, Mississippi, so when you get ready to hit the Jacktown, you let me know. I got you.
Bet it up. They fill the red light district. We might have to do a red light district tour. We might don't just do it every year. We might have to change it up and do a red light district tour. We bring it all around everywhere. We get
the world
it, we get it going.
Money. The world needs
the horses make people happy, you hear me?
Oh man. The way they gallop. Oh God, I love horses. The guy you saddle up and ride, you know what I'm talking about?
That's right. We do a red light district tour around here. We do a horse race across America.
Lynch Mob
got some. They about to drop new shit. You hear me? Lynch Mob about to come with some new shit. They gonna drop an album. They about to come with an album. Shout out to Lynch Mob 3 Chili Chill. They been in the lab cooking like a motherfucker. They don't even want to talk, you know? They been cooking like you. It's hard to reach their ass. They about to drop some hot shit.
A lot of people out there, too.
Yeah. They been putting in Dr. Dre and them and all of them working together. So they about to drop something real hot for y'all in a minute. So be on the lookout for that.
Hell yeah, man. Definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, Monty, we're gonna close up shop. And before we do, I want to give you the floor, brother. Just plug all your social media, whatever you want to plug, man. You got the floor, homie.
Yeah, you can follow me at Monte Cristo on Twitter, Monte Cristo on Instagram, and Cristo Money on Facebook. I only add certain people on Facebook, so you probably ain't going to get into there. I don't fuck with that Facebook like that. But follow me on Instagram and on Twitter. And check, we got some new shit coming up. Pick up Tico album. Go Tico. We got some new shit coming up for y'all. And shout out to Richie Tax. He got some shit coming on the way. Shout out to Richie Tax, Red Team, Richie Tax, Red Team. We gonna do a reunion. I don't know if we gonna do the album or the mixtape. I'm trying to figure out should we put out a mixtape or something real quick. We're going to put that together. Shout out Joy Roll, X9P, Tico, Diverb, Bully May, Richie, Task, whole Red team, Rick, everybody. We about to hit it. We about to start 2018. I'm gonna put my big boots on, y'all. My big boots, my not the jealousy boots, but my big boots. My combat boots. All right, y'all, man. Thanks for having us on here too, man. And y'all, man, y'all, hey, y'all keep the underground going for real, because I feel comfortable coming on this show right here. I feel real comfortable going on this, so I ain't going to get chopped up and deleted, and, hey, you can't do this and can't say that. So, man, I appreciate that.
Man, yeah, thank man. You, man. Hey, before you go, though, we do have another caller. Let's see who this is real quick. 786. What's up, 786? Yo. 786. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? 786. If you can't hear me, then, you know what I'm saying?
Caller, you on the line. Caller. Hello, caller, you on the line.
you have to talk, because if not,
fuck you!
You gotta get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? And hang up on your ass. It's that simple. All right, caller. Tonight, this motherfucker does not want to talk. But that's what you see. You, when you call into these shows, people, and you press number one, that means talk to the host. So when you press number one, that means say something. You know, some people want to listen, they don't want to say nothing, then don't press number one. You motherfucker, you. But other than that, man, this is a phenomenal show. I believe, you know what I'm saying, we had a classic episode. Shout out to you for making it happen, Monty. Shout out to you for getting Brother Marquise on the show. It was good to talk to him again. And we definitely look forward to having you on again in the future, man. Shout out to you, Exxon, for calling in as well, brother.
Always, man. You know, if you get
Exxon only.
The one and only, homie. With the horse trader.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll tell you what. And this, well, you know, when you get those silent callers too, they could be one of them spy motherfuckers. You never know if they're one of them spy motherfuckers. Let's bring one. Let's see if he's spy. Hey, spy, you gonna say something for me?
Yeah, hello, spy. Hello.
That guy. Hey, how you doing?
Bro, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Yeah, check it out. What's up? Jacob Cattell reporting live from Miami, Florida.
Oh, yeah, this Jacob. This Jake, what's up, Jacob? What's going
on?
Yeah,
what's up, my man? Yeah, sorry, technical difficulties. I was trying to figure out how to work this shit, but my bad. Definitely no spy, no FBI, no ABC, no CIA.
No CIA,
only
no
fucking motherfucking real
woman.
Shit. Hello?
Yeah, Yeah, Jacob, what's going on? I was warning Jacob to call in earlier. Jacob is the guy that did Chinaman's book. This is the guy that did all the interviews with everybody.
Oh, phenomenal book.
To my right, yes, this is the guy that did everything for the book. Had a floor, Jacob. I'm gonna back on up out of here. Had a floor right quick. Tell them who you is.
Yo, hey, respect to Monte Cristo, respect to Detroit, respect to this whole show, Murder Master Music Show, that Chris always told me about how much he appreciated getting the love and stuff. But one thing that I know about Chris, and shout out to him, looking down upon all of us, wishing all the independent music of the world the greatest abundance of blessings on earth and in every fucking other realm. He wanted his story to be known. Christopher Juan was born, and through his travels through life and his rise to fame, his grandmother let his coffee, his nine brothers and sisters, his mother and father, straight out of Port of Spain, Trinidad, his birthday, May 29th, 1964, moved to Flatbush, Brooklyn, the summer of Sam, 1977, to be exact. He picked up his weights and they caught him tank. He joined the Air Force and they shipped him out to Texas. From there, he went to Illinois. He joined and created the Rock On Crew, where they did a hip-hop a half hour from Missouri. A lot of people don't know this guy came out of Trinidad,
Moved as a young youth of 12, 13 years old to Brooklyn in the birth of hip-hop era. Joined the Air Force, became an American citizen. Went to Texas and remembered marching around the B-52 bombers, doing his basic training. Went over there a half hour from Missouri out there in Midwest around Illinois and got started with creating his own hip-hop crew. Got moved out to Riverside, March Air Force Base, Southern California. Linked up with Mr. Mix and Amazing V. Mr. Mix was looking for MC. Christopher Wong Wong was looking for a producer and a DJ. By the way, Mr. Mix is the most underrated producer in the history of hip-hop. If you want to fucking hear where all that trap shit and all the fucking party music comes from, that's straight out of the Trench DJ. Respect to him. Respect to Brother Marquise, who did on 99 Problems, but a bitch ain't one. And did that with Ice-T and actually created that himself from a guy named Charles from the Rolex down here in Miami. Then Jay-Z took it. I hope he got his check for that. That's just two small sub-stories into a fucking other greatness. So 2 Live Crew did Revelation and Beatbox in Southern California on their own Fresh Beat Records label at independent national distribution by themselves.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, you know what I'm saying, he helped pioneer the West Coast, too. He was one of the early West Coast pioneers, you know what I'm saying? He went down south.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's exactly right. And matter of fact, NWA looked up to 2 Live Crew. And Ice Cube looked up to 2 Live Crew. And Ice-T looked up to 2 Live Crew. And this is even when they were just getting started, but even before they were recording and doing all that shit, they were out there in the electro scene with Supersonic, JJ Fad, Byron Fresh, and the Get Fresh crew. They were out there doing that shit when Pretty Tony was coming out from Miami to California. When Pretty Tony Freestyle, who is the original, real true original hip-hop roots of Miami, Don't Stop the Rock, It's Automatic. Shout out Garfield Baker, Byron Smith, Pretty Tony, the originator, and Sherman Neely. They had MSI. All those records were going to California, and fucking all the guys from NWA were jamming on that shit. And they did shows in Southern California. So this is all before the fucking Miami stuff came about. But then they did Revelation Beatbox. And they had the 1, 2, and you don't stop. And the beatbox, those records went around the country, independent. So Chris was part of that. That shit was 1984. That was 1984. And then they did their other Fresh Beat release in 1985, What I Like. There's a crew whose music is in New Jack City. 2 Live Crew's music is in, let me not say that name because that gets into later in the story where the lawyer steals everything. The fucking accountant of the label steals everything. That comes later. So we say Chris and them's group, Chris, Mark, Luther, and the Trench DJ, Mr. Mix, David Hobbs. They were in New Jack City. They did Grand Theft Auto, the video game, Project X, the movie, Boys in the Hood, the movie, Friday. When you turn on that DVD, what's the music that you're going to hear? Two Live Crew, Hoochie Mama. Their music is resonated.
It's fucking
then rambling on. Go ahead. What's up?
No, I was just going to say, there's no way around it. They're pioneers, and they need to be recognized, man. You know, and it's a phenomenal book, by the way, man. I did a review. Man, check it out over at UGSForLife.com. My Rise to Fame. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was a real well in-depth book. Like you said, man, he started the Rock On Crew. And I believe, you know what I'm saying, that right there spawned the 2 Live Crew. Because when he went to Riverside, you know, he already had that vision. You know what I'm saying? He already had that vision solidified. All he had to do was hook up with the right person. And he did. He hooked up with Mix. You know what I'm saying? The rest is history. You know, so thank you for documenting that for Chris, man, because that's needed right there. I'd much rather see a
Jacob was with Miami Time newspaper writer for the Miami Time newspaper.
Oh,
That's what's up.
Yeah, I was. Actually, this book created a great controversy. A lot of people didn't want to see it come out. So while I had done a lot of over 1,250 articles for that newspaper, when I did this book and they were going to excerpt it and play it in the newspaper and put it on the website and promote the fuck out of it, then they backed out because down here in Miami, shit could go a fucking million different ways, sideways, and you don't even know which way or why. But regardless to say, I cussed out everybody in that motherfucker, all the editors, everybody that worked there. I have no respect for anybody that would disrespect our independent pioneers. You so clearly state that shit had to do a lot with the foundations of hip hop. Him, it was him, Ice Core Productions, Rock On Crew. That shit came at the right time with Mr. Mix having a $350 808 drum machine that he picked up in England. I never spoke to him, but bro, that guy, if you listen, fuck the media because they don't listen to the music. The mainstream media doesn't know shit about the Two Live Crew. Half of the shit that you read about them is fake and written by people that have never listened to the album. But if you listen to those beats, the people that rap on them, the things that they say, and how it all came about, the true story of the origins, where it went over time, and then everything that those four people that worked together to create something greater than themselves, four people whose money was generated by that music that went to pay those lawyers astronomical millions of dollar fees that it took to fight and win those cases at the highest level of the legal system, the Supreme Court of the fucking United States, your right to say fuck you and your music, and put that pussy on a pedestal and watch these girls dance because pussy makes the world go round and that's to be celebrated. And it took four people to celebrate that shit through their music in a way that it allowed for everybody to be able to say what they want to say legally, because they did try to take that right away. So fuck the government that's evil and unjust and white supremacist and fake and prejudiced and fucked up, and the whole system that's bullshit. That's why Chris always said we're the assholes of the industry. They were hated upon by all the fucking the New York underground rap hip hop scene. They were hated on by these tours when they were going with Salt and Pepper and even Tribe Called Quest and all these great hip hop groups that we look on now upon as classics, and they are. But in the time, the Southern music or the so-called Miami music, the so-called Miami bass or the so-called Miami sound that came out of here, out of the funk, the R&B, and the disco, that shit came from here. That shit was hated upon by a lot of people in the industry. So Chris always said, fuck all that. He never would take anything back that he did. He was very proud of all that he accomplished. And that respect that I saw for him in the streets when we went and shot these movies, and people would see him and they would give him pay true homage. All right there in Liberty City, 15th Avenue, we rode around. That shit's in the movie that's coming out. So there's a lot more, but they built a multi-million dollar record label from the ground up, starting in 84 with Fresh Beat Records on the same label that NWA started with, before they drove that deuce in the quarter Buick Electra 225 from fucking Riverside to Miami and started doing shit here for real while they were still in the Air Force coming down here to do shows. Because when they first started that record label for those four people that started it, that shit had no contract. Yeah. When they did the Atlantic Records deal, they backdated all the contracts. That was something a lot of people didn't know about. So there was a lot of funny business on that shit. And real stories, like the guy says, a drama makes for the best content. When they want to do this movie about that group, Chris and them's group, I hope that they put the highs and the lows, the peaks and the valleys. Yeah. Because that shit's what makes the story. Yep.
That's the way it is.
That would be a very interesting story. That movie, they movie, would be a very interesting story for hip hop. That would be a classic for what they went through. The you know, like he was saying about the artists didn't like their music. They going on shows, the artists hating on them. You know what I'm saying? kid in play was even swinging a purse at him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they went through a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that would be, to collectively put all that together, man, that would be an out cold movie, man. It would be out cold. And
JT took care of them guys, man. Pussy-ass kid in her last play. JT, you know, JT Money, man, he was a great diss rapper in the early 90s. I mean, he can fuck you up lyrically. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you
man.
Listen to that, I mean, that record never gets, they always talk about Ether, they always talk about this, that. This dude was talking about getting in these motherfuckers' ass. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
He mutilated them dudes.
Yeah, JT Money was one of them guys back then. You really didn't want to try to diss him. You didn't want to diss him. You gotta, and you know, at the time when they went against Death Row, now Death Row was a powerhouse. That had to take nuts just to step up, go at them. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You know, JT Money, yeah, you're a trooper.
He had the blood all over the floor at the fucking Jack the Rapper. You know, St. Jay was on here talking about that incident. That was the actual last Jack the Rapper convention. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When Death Row and Luke's camp, you know, went at it. So they made that shit stop. There's no more Jack the Rapper. But
when the rap game was real, that's what you
yeah.
When the rap game was real, you know. They went through their wars back
first
then.
Took it over, right?
Well, yeah, the purse swingers, the fairies took it over.
Yeah, but I tell you what, man, this was a hell of a show. We definitely got to do it again. And what did you say your name was from the Miami Times?
Nah. I'm independent, bro. Just like Chris taught me to be. It's Jacob Cattell reporting live from motherfucking Southwest, Miami-Dade County. I'm tri-county bound from the keys to the trees. Like OG Big Ben says, Carol City to Florida City.
I had a good time talking to you, brother. We got to have you back on.
Yo, much appreciated. And shout out Monte Cristo.
Shout out Luke.
That's a phenomenal book right there. You know, it needs to be read. Definitely needs to be read. So check that out. But, yeah, we're going to get out. Anybody got anything else you want to say before we go? Any shout-outs or websites or anything, man, feel free. You guys got the floor.
China Man Records.
That's right. That's right. Shout-out to Jacob Cattell. Man, he did a great interview. He interviewed me, man. I appreciate. And he didn't even chop me up. Like, I thought he gave it raw, you hear me? So, shout-out to him.
Respect.
Salute.
One of the real ones, man.
Yeah, for the real one.
Oh, yeah, gringo in Miami, put a cracker, baby.
Right. Man, I appreciate y'all for having me on here, man. Shout out to everybody. Salute.
Anytime, Monty.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. We'll see you guys soon, man. Thanks for having me. Actually, you want to tune in tomorrow for episode 459. We're having multi-platinum diamond producer DJ Dero. He produced songs like Tupac's Keep Your Head Up, produced a shitload of music for SIBO, one of the dopest from the West Coast, man, so you definitely want to check that show out as well. And, man, we'll see you guys tomorrow night, same place, same time, Murder Master Music Show. We're out this motherfucker.
Chris 111, one love, yeah.